Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You can't afford to miss the next few minutes of the Doug Steffen Good Day program if you are a pet owner or a pet lover. You'll be happy to know Warren Eckstein is here. Yes, Warren has a great line of minerals and vitamin supplements for cats and dogs called Hugs and Kisses, which you can check out at hugsandkisses.com, petshow.com. He's on the radio every weekend all around the country and a lot of great radio stations here every morning with tips about how to take care of your animals. He's all over Facebook. He's been a dog trainer. This guy knows when it comes to cats and dogs and pets in general, he's got it. So we're going to talk about how the perception of cat owners may be changing with some people. I'm not sure it is with me, but Warren says that that's changing. Why? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined. So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now? Fat worked with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as the director of player development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University.
Having a number retired as a player, it goes through your mind, but it never sinks in until it actually happens.
That must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Super. That's the way I describe my friend Warren Eckstein, who hosts The Pet Show, focusing on cat owners now. Okay, so you're trying to convince us that the way people look at cats and cat owners is different. I'm not buying this, but I'm interested. I'm certainly open-minded to the philosophy because, I've never been real open. Cats are good in the barn. They take good care of the things that need to be taken care of in the barn, and that's about as far as it goes with me.
The problem with your theory, Doug, is that you've never been owned by a cat. That's the problem. Once you've been owned by a cat, you'll understand exactly what we're talking about.
Right, yes, right.
For years and years, people would say things like, cats are independent, get a dog, dogs listen to you, dogs are more intelligent, dogs respond to you. And let me ask you a question. Is it more intelligent for something to accept or something to question? So for those people out there that think dogs are smarter than cats, cats are a little different. They tend to question their authority rather than just accepting it, as many dogs do. Bottom line is there's an old saying that when you call your dog, he comes right away. When you call your cat, it's kind of like they take a message and get back to you a little bit later that afternoon. People that live with cats really understand the concept that cats can be just as affectionate, just as small. The problem is most people that live with cats don't take the time to socialize or expose their cats, so a lot of people never get to realize just how incredibly social they can be.
Do cats really respond when you call? I don't ever remember. I can remember doing, here, kitty, 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 or doing meow, 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 or something like that.
Doug, you're such a skeptic. I remember years ago I was training David Letterman's two dogs, and David said to me, Warren, can cats be trained? And I had just adopted a cat at that point named Audi. And 2 weeks after he asked me that question, I brought my cat on his show live, and I had my cat across the room, and I said, Maudie, come. And here came Maudie running across the room, because when she got there, she knew there was a big hug and a kiss waiting for her. So the bottom line is, you'd go to a circus, Doug, you see a lion jumping through a hoop of fire, sitting up on his back legs, yet you come home and your little Siamese cat isn't responding. It's not the cat's fault if you haven't taken the time to expose, socialize, and train the cat.
Growing up on the farm, cats had one purpose, and that was to get rid of the mice and the vermin that were around the barn. And some of them really were neat. Maybe it's because they are uncontrollable. Maybe it is because they have a mind of their own. And maybe people get a certain idea in their mind, although I've never had a pet any more independent than Charlotte. This is an independent dog who thinks on her own, who acts on her own, even at the age that she is the same Charlotte as she has been in terms of doing what she wants to go in this direction. You want to go in that direction. Guess what? She's going in the other direction.
But the difference is all cats are from Missouri. Show me. That's just the way it is. They understand that. But if you take the time and spend the amount of time with your cat that you would with your dog socializing and training, you're going to get a pretty consistent response.
How is the value of a cat? We only have a few seconds left. The value of cats, you know, dogs, or pedigree and stuff, are well-bred cats expensive?
Yeah, if you go to your big cat shows, and some of the breeds of cats can be really expensive, especially the stud cats. And if you get a cat, if you want a Siamese cat from the top breeder in the country, you're going to spend a lot of money, almost as much as you spend for a top quality dog. I say go to the shelter.
There's a story there. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America Weekend.